We continue our learning of the Nishmas Dov, Ibn Menachem, Shem Chaim Yaakov, Ibn Nichols, Leo. We're in Zvachim, Perek Yudal, and Mishnah Zayin. We continue our discussion of the Heter Habamos. Bo Lenova Legivon, Hutra Habamos. After Shiloh was destroyed, after 369 years of the Mishkan standing in Shiloh, and the Aron was taken, was stolen by the Pelishtim in the days of Eli HaKohen, which is discussed in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Dalid, they came to the city of Nov, and they erected the Mishkan there, and it stood in Nov for 13 years. So that, and then Ulegivon, and after that, after Nov was destroyed, in the days of Shaul HaMelech, as discussed, unfortunately, many of the Kohanim of Nov were killed out. A whole story that happened in the city of Nov. So discussed in Shmuel Aleph, Prakim Chaf Aleph through Chaf Beis, they brought the Mishkan now to the city of Givon. This is discussed in Malachim Aleph, Perek Gimel, where it says, "Vayelech HaMelech Givona Lizboach Sham Kihi HaBama HaGadolah." So the pasuk says in the Bama HaGadolah that the primary mizbeach was found in the city of Givon. So it was in Givon for 44 years, and during that time of Nov and Givon, the 13 years in Nov and the 44 years in Givon, Hutru HaBamos. The Bamos became permitted once again. Where's this learned from? After all, when it came to Shiloh, we said you couldn't use Bamos anymore. So because the Pasuk said that we quoted earlier, Kilo Basem Ad Ata El Hamunul Chav El Hanachala, the Pasuk of Devarim Yud Beis, which is a reference to you should make sure not to bring Karbanos outside when you come to the Menucha, which we mentioned is Shiloh, and the Nachala, as we'll describe, that's Yushalayim. That's when we have a Beis HaMikdash. So when could you bring Karbanos outside on Bamos? Before you come to the Menucha or the Nachala. So the question is, why would the Pasuk have to mention Menucha and Nachala? If once you come to Shiloh, there's no heter of Bamos anymore, from the Mishkan of Shiloh till and going to the times of the Beis HaMikdash with no break, so then all you have to tell us is you no longer can bring Karbanos on a Bama when you arrive at the Menucha, you arrive at that resting place after the division of the land of Israel when you're in Shiloh. And then I would know from that point on, and including afterwards when we had a Beis HaMikdash, and any time in between, you're not allowed to bring Karbanos outside on Bamos. The fact that we distinguish between Menucha and Nachala, the Gemara says that implies that there must be a time period in between where the Bamos will be permitted. And that will be the 13 years when the Mishkan is in Nov, and the 44 years the Mishkan is in Givon. Only after there's a Beis HaMikdash do the Bamos become prohibited. So that's what that's why the Mishnah says here, Bolanova Legivon, Hutru HaBamos. And kachay kachim nechalim lefinim and akloim. The kachay kachim, those could only be brought on the Bama HaGadolah. Remember, even when we were in Gilgal, and we said the Bamos were allowed, that was for a Karban Yachid. But kachay kachim had to be brought on the Bama, and therefore those were eaten within the kloim, within the curtains of the Mishkan. So here, the walls, which is, we'll see, equivalent of the Azara when we have a Beis HaMikdash. And kachim kalim, where those eaten? Bechol Are Yisrael. Those are eaten in all of the cities of Israel. Now, what's Bechol Are Yisrael? When it came to Gilgal, we said Kachim Kalim can be eaten Bechol Machane Yisrael. So that was in the Midbar, Bechol Malach Yisrael. When we were in Gilgal, there Kachim Kalim can be eaten Bechol Makom. Bechol Makom, because we didn't have Machane Yisrael anymore. On the other hand, we didn't build cities just yet. We're in Gilgal, still conquering and dividing the land of Israel. So, but now, once we're in the cities of Nov and Givon, there are cities already that are built. So therefore, Kachim Kalim can mean in any city. There's no, since the Bamos are allowed, there's no particular city of Yerushalayim that we need to speak of. And there's no Bechol HaRoeh, there's no Kedusha of like we had the city of Shiloh. It had to be within the city or at least see the city. Here with we have Bechol Are Yisrael. Now, where do we learn that this halacha applies? not only to Kachim Kalim, but to Maser Sheni as well. Maser Sheni, we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, Maser Sheni and Kachim Kalim were B'chol HaRoeh. Here we mention Kachim Kalim B'chol HaRoeh Yisrael. We don't mention a Maser Sheni. But in fact, the halacha is true when it comes to Maser Sheni as well. The Rishonim explain that Maser Sheni could also be eaten B'chol Makom, meaning in B'chol HaRoeh Yisrael. How do I know that? Because the Pasuk makes a hekesh, makes a link, a comparison between Maser Sheni and Karbanos that you donate, that Kachim Kalim, Shlamim, and the like. The Pasuk says, Lo Suchal, this is in Devarim Yud Beis as well, a lot from Devarim Yud Beis. Lo Suchal Lechol Bishorecha, Masar Digoncha, the Maser of your grain, Maser Sheni, cannot be in your gates, you have to bring them to Shalayim. And what else? Uvecharos Bikarcha, Vitzoncha, Vechol Midarecha, Asher Tidor, etc. So that speaks about Karbanos and Maser Sheni. When we have Yerushalayim, we have a Beis HaMikdash, you have to bring them to Yerushalayim. So that's the link applies here as well. If it's true when it comes to Karbanos, Kachim Kalim are eaten in B'chol Arei Yisrael, so too Maser Sheni can be eaten. Now, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, there's what we call Havas Makom. You have to bring them to the particular place, but we have Shmishkan and Shiloh B'chol HaRoeh. But when it comes to other karbanos, you can bring them b'chol makom. So too, when it comes to b'chol Eretz Yisrael, the same thing is true when it comes to the eating of maser sheni. Perik Yudal Mishnah Ches, Bo Yerushalayim Nesru Habonos. Finally, the Beis HaMikdash is built by Shlomo HaMelech. Now bamos are prohibited forever. V'lo haya lahem od heter. There's no heter at all. The mikdusha of the mikdash was what we call kidsha l'shata, v'kidsha l'asilavo. The kedusha of the mikdash was kadosh for that time and kadosh for the future. Shechina hasn't left, so the kedusha remains. There was never a heter anymore, even with the destruction, to bring karbanos anywhere else. V'hi haisa nachala. And that is what the Pasuk means. The Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim was what the Pasuk refers to as Nachla. Pasuk said, Ki lo vasem ha'ra'ata el ha'menucha, remember menucha is Shiloh, ve'la nachala, that is Yerushalayim. And why do we call it Nachala? Because the Kedusha of the Mikdash remains for us as a Nachala. Even when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we say in Tehillim Sadi Dalev V'Nachala, so Lo Ya'azov, Hashem never abandoned, the Shechina never abandons his Nachala. That's not only referring to the land of Israel or the Jewish people, but it's a reference to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Kachay Kachim Ne'achalim Lefinim Enachalim, and Lefinim Enachalim within the curtains, now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, of course, refers to the walls of the Azara, and Kachim Kalim, Maser Sheni, Lifnim and Hachoma, Maser Sheni and Kachim Kalim must be within the walls of the old city of Yerushalayim.